It Takes a City has been formed as a community response to the rise of homelessness in Cambridge, which has become only too evident. The people you see sleeping rough on our streets every day are the visible evidence of a much larger problem of hidden homelessness. We recognise that this isn't the problem of one section of the community alone. We're all in this together. We all have a contribution to make.
My name's Nicholas Buse. I'm the chief executive of the Howard Group. The Howard Group is a family business based in Cambridge, largely involved in property around the region. Cambridge is a remarkable city for us to be living in. There are over 100 Nobel Prizes. It's a seat of academic excellence, a city of discovery and innovation, of prosperity and success. And yet at the same time, there are some really stark statistics for our city. For 2 years on the trot, the Centre for Cities report has said that Cambridge is the most unequal city in the UK. So where we see great prosperity, we also see great poverty and great need. A few years ago, the charity Crisis carried out a review into homelessness, and their research revealed that homelessness generally begins at a very young age, often resulting from relationship breakdowns in the home. Of the 500 or so questioned for this piece of research, nearly 50% first became homeless when they were 20 years old or younger. Therefore, it stands to reason that if we as a city are able to address the challenges facing our young people, that is to say 16 to 24-year-olds, we will over time, maybe even over a generation, be addressing the wider issue of homelessness. In the UK last year, 85,000 young people were accommodated by local authorities or homeless charities. There's a great opportunity in Cambridge for the property community to come together, to collaborate, in order to address some of the challenges around inequality that we see day to day. So we've thought hard about what would it look like if we brought together the real estate community in Cambridge to work collaboratively to try and address some of these challenges. The real estate community is the property community, it's the construction community, and it's also landowners who have the ability to be able to help to address some of the challenges. Earlier this year, we launched a project to look at how the property community can come together to provide apprenticeships for young people who are homeless or who are at risk of homelessness in and around our city, and to provide apprenticeships to train them for work in the property industry. We're looking to build a program which not only trains these young people, but also provides them with accommodation during the period that they're on this apprenticeship training, and also provides them with stable, long-term accommodation as well. There's a large number of property companies who are committed to this program, and we've been meeting now for about 9 months, working together to consider how we can provide not only the framework for a program like this, but also the finance for a program like this too. And we're not alone. There are other places around the country where programs like this are springing up. I'm often asked, what is the extent of the challenge here? And I think that's a very difficult question to answer, because there's a significant issue around hidden homelessness. We see people sleeping out on the streets, and we see that that is a growing challenge. But what we don't see are the vulnerable people, either who are living at home or living with friends or moving from one home to another. And it's all of these groups that we're looking to support, that we're looking to provide help for and to provide a stable future for. In essence, the project is about developing a 3-year apprenticeship training project. It may be that a young person goes to work across a number of, for example, construction businesses, developing skills in the construction trade, a structured program that provides them with a mix of skills, the basic skills of working on tools on building sites, but also life skills, how to engage with other people, how to work under the authority of a line manager, how to present oneself well in a workplace environment, how to deal with disappointment, how to deal with the day-to-day challenges of the working life. So it's more than just providing them with a particular skill. But it's our hope that these young people will come out not only with life experiences, work experience, but also the confidence they need in order to be able to build stable, secure futures for themselves. We're being supported in this by friends at the YMCA, CHS, Cambridge Housing Society, and many other organisations as well, who are committed to working in partnership with the real estate community in order to make this project succeed. We're yet to launch it. We're intending to launch this in early 2020.
If you see someone that you think needs help, go to streetsupport.net/Cambridge, a mobile-friendly website containing comprehensive information about what you can do to help and how you can support the organisations that are here to help homeless people. It takes a city to solve a problem like this. Cambridge is our city.